10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now, with Tausch working his way back, or at least hoping to be working his way back from Las Vegas later today. Tausch, you have never been called spindly or wiry like Christian Watson, but like Christian Watson, you have torn your ACL. Christian Watson taking part in the Redbird Ribbon Walk at De Pere High School over the weekend, supporting folks fighting cancer. And, hey, he looked good going around the track from all the video captured by the local TV stations here in Green Bay. That's not the same as running downfield and catching a 60-yard bomb from Jordan Love. But he sounded like he is encouraged and optimistic. I still think November is the likely timeline for him. But does this kind of stuff happen during a road back from an ACL? And is there reason to be encouraged that he seems to be ahead of schedule a little bit?
Well, I think the big thing, obviously there's disappointment, and the hardest part about coming back from an ACL is if you get your mind, you let your mind bend, and it happens. I don't care how strong or how tough or how decorated you are. And I think with Christian Watson, he was dealing with these whispers of, well, he can't stay healthy. Now it's going to be going into his contract year. They just draft two guys. You can, that noise can really get inside your head and bother you. So I think the best thing you can do, just work. Put your head down, have people around you, and then try and do things that will distract you. Do good things out in the community. Try and stay as positive as you can, because inevitably there is going to be negativity. And if you mentally aren't in the right place, and I've said this 100 times, Flea and, you know, Brian and Kurt and the whole training staff, the strength staff, for me it was Bloke, Mark Lavat. You, for as much as it is about rehabbing and getting your quad strong and getting your calves built back up, it is just as important, if not more so, the mental part of this, because don't matter who, your mind will go to some pretty dark places. Can I still do it? Are they going to replace me? Am I still part of the team? Like, there are just a lot of things that will rattle around in your head. So I love the fact that Christian Watson, and that's where you just set goals and you keep reaching and going and pushing. And even if they're going to hold you back, you want to be positioned where you're going to make it really tough on the training staff and the doctors to not let you get out there and play. So they say 8 or 9 months. Nobody's telling you you can't do it in 6. Now, are they going to let you play in 6? Probably not. But that needs to be that mentality to get back out there, because you're just trying to get back to where you were and reset. And that, when you're working so hard just to get back to reset, it is a really tough place mentally. And I love the fact he's out there doing it. And I love what Matt LaFleur had to say. That stuff's all great. But he's just getting started on his path. And it's going to be, it's still going to be really difficult. And as long as he keeps the mental frame, and again, I couldn't have been more impressed with his approach last season, how he handled it. I'm rooting for him, and I hope that he is able to get back out there and be the big-time player that we all hoped he'd be.
So I do wonder, and I said this to Blue when he was filling in earlier in the week, if somewhere Matt LaFleur is hoping, obviously he wants him to recover and wants him to be back to being the player that, LaFleur calling him a freak and saying that. I mean that in the most positive way. I've said this once. I've said it 1,000 times. LaFleur loves Christian Watson. He loves how smart he is. He loves how he's unlike any other guy in terms of his size and his speed. He's a different cat. I do wonder if they are rooting for him to come back in November and have some good moments, but not like a ton of good moments, and explode back onto the scene so they can keep him for another year at a reasonable rate, or can extend him at a number that's a little more manageable. And the reason I bring this up is because obviously your first ACL came at a less than great time for you contractually. Yeah. When you look at him, Is there a chance that he's following, unfortunately, the Mark Tauscher contract path of ACL at a bad time?
No, it's a whole different animal. When you have an ACL and you're not on a team and your contract is up, he gets to rehab in the facility. He gets to get back there. And I don't think I heard this right. Jesse, did Jason just say that he thinks Matt LaFleur hopes that Christian Watson kind of slowly doesn't have a great second half to the season? And did I mishear that?
I think you're riled up from the Elgton Jenkins breadcrumbs, and you may have interpreted that a little differently than he intended it, but it didn't sound like he didn't say that entirely.
I think Jason's point was that, you know, will they give a big boy contract if Christian Watson plays five games and has a great thing? Doubtful, but is somebody else?
Yes. Someone could.
Like something the Jaguars would do, yeah.
Matt LaFleur wants Christian Watson to be a stud. I think you earn a lot of points with coaches when you handle bad situations well. And I think everybody liked Christian Watson a lot. I think they loved his talent, were frustrated that he was unable to stay on the field as consistently as we all hoped. Mm-hmm. But I think the way he handled that Romeo Doubs scenario last year, I think put him up another level, because coaches, they want their players to lead. And the way to lead is when everybody can lead when you're winning and you're 13-4 and you're humming along. How are you going to lead when a guy leaves and he's not there?
Mm-hmm.
And how he handled that last year, and then how he jumped in and played in a game at the end of the season where he shouldn't have. And now I think there is a lot of people over there that are rooting for him to have a Bonco year and get a big payday. And whether it's Green Bay or not, I think there comes a point where you're just looking, you want your team to be great. You want those guys to contribute, but there's also the guys that you just want them to have a ton of success, both financially and on the field. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where people are with Christian Watson right now.
Tausch, we're going to talk to Homer a little bit later in this hour. We can't get to that or the next portion of the program where I want to talk a little bit about Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, until you've told us about Quick Trip. Do they have Quick Trip in Las Vegas?
They don't, and I miss it. I miss it. I want to get home. I want to get to Quick Trip because Quick Trip gets it. And whether you're craving that fresh coffee, man, I know I am. Or if you're hoping for a tasty bakery treat, well, that's an option here. A quick grab-and-go meal, Quick Trip is your go-to. Quick Trip has a variety. You want a little something ordinary? No. Head to Quick Trip, where they're serving up their legendary no ordinary chicken. Juicy chicken tenders, boneless wings that are hand-breaded, fried to perfection, and ready to go. Quick Trip's crispy chicken sandwich, another one. Plus, you get that 8-piece fried chicken meal that will feed the whole crew. It's not always just chicken. You can also get Nature's Touch butter. You got buns from the Quickery 8. Count 2 for $3. You got bananas and onions and baked potatoes. All of it, 29 cents a pound. Take advantage of everything that Quick Trip has to offer. Quick rewards on every visit. Plus, you can order ahead for pickup or curbside delivery. Quick Trip. I cannot wait to get to one when I get home today. We'll see you next time.
I want to talk a little bit about Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, who I wrote about today at channel3000.com. We'll have that conversation next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
All right, we'll get to Savion Williams and Matthew Golden a little bit later, with or without Tausch. But I just ran upstairs and I saw David Muir. He wasn't in my living room. He was on my television. The papal conclave is underway, Tausch.
Okay.
And I thought immediately that you were in Rome for a vacation. One that you were with your family as opposed to your trip to Las Vegas as you struggled to get home. I am curious. It looked like they don't have cameras inside for like the Sistine Chapel and stuff. But like, you got to see that, right? You told us you weren't able to take pictures. Is that correct?
Of the Sistine Chapel?
Yeah.
Yes.
But you saw it with your own eyes.
I did, and if you recall, I told you it was overrated, which sounds crazy. But it was a long wait. You couldn't take photos. It's beautiful. It is great. But for the pub that it gets, I believe it's a little overrated.
Well, this is a big deal because obviously they are getting ready to start the process of electing a new pope, and that's why David Muir has traveled there, and that's why they have live coverage on ABC. For those of you listening to our show instead, thank you. It doesn't make you a bad Catholic. It means you
just
like our
second.
Show.
So during our show, you're watching Conclave coverage?
No.
It sounds like you were watching Conclave coverage.
No, I went upstairs.
You just said.
I wasn't.
Conclave is starting.
First of all, it was at a commercial break. I saw David Muir. I'm like, what happened? I thought maybe something like bad had happened, right? Because when they have the primary anchor on at 10:30 in the morning,
yeah, usually it's a bad.
That's not great. So, mm-hmm. And then I saw that he was at the Vatican. And he was updating us. There's no white smoke. They haven't even started the process yet.
Kind of silly that all the news people go there if you can't really report any. It's not like you can interview
them.
They
want a trip.
You can't interview all the people as they're coming. Like, hey, how was it in
there
today?
We're standing here live with Cardinal Jesse Nelson. Hey, how's the process going so far, Jesse?
Tough one out there, Jason. Just not a lot of agreement. Nobody on the same page today. Really hoping that tomorrow will be different.
Our paper board. We don't have a lot of first round choices.
Yeah, I was hoping for a better continental breakfast today. I think that got us off to a bad start. Just not a good day in the old conclave. We'll see if we can get him tomorrow.
All right. Well, we need to get to Homer anyway. The Sistine Chapel may be overrated in Tausch's mind, but Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is never overrated. It always lives up to your lofty expectations.
Indeed, and there is no better time to either pick up hope or to upgrade your windows and doors than right now, because Pella is offering up to 6 years of 0% financing. Set up your free in-home consultation. You commit to nothing at this point. They'll listen to your vision, suggest the Pella materials and customizations that will make it a reality. Get 0% financing again for up to 6 years. Certain restrictions do apply. This deal ends May 31st, so visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
Steve the Homer True joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Music means time now for the host of the Homer Hour, the best 60 minutes of your day, allegedly. The voice of Marquette men's basketball for the last 35 years, and the host of God Talk, My Faith with Homer and Pip on YouTube, which Jesse points out in the break. I'm assuming they have wall-to-wall coverage of the papal conclave as well. It is Steve the Homer True. Homer, good morning. Who you got in the conclave papal pool?
We do not. We focus significantly more on a faith, not a particular church. So Pip might be following that. There's a movie conclave out that is very good, and it'll probably be better than real life. So you need to watch that movie.
I watched it the other day. Good timing on that one. Came out last year.
Right. What's the storyline?
Same thing. Just the storyline is what they're doing now.
Like the internal conflict among all these cardinals, yeah, figuring out who the right guy is?
The Pope dies, all the cardinals show up.
Are you talking about the Thornbirds? Is that what you guys are talking about?
No.
No, very good, too. That was Richard Chamberlain.
Yeah.
He was a priest who was fooling around, right? That's what I remember.
The last movie you recommended me, you actually sent me the DVD. I haven't watched it yet, but I will. October Sky.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, man.
That's James Bond, right?
No, that's about the kid that becomes a He's a rocket kid. He did do rockets in Montana or something. Oh, fantastic.
And then Jake Gyllenhaal.
Rocket stars. Kid.
Yes,
Rocket. It's John Williams, the seventh round
now
pick.
Now I'm suggesting you see this movie about this kids movie that the a little pony becomes a unicorn. And I can't think of their name. Anyway,
Pink Pony Club. Pink
Conclave?
Pony Club, I think it's called.
No.
No, never mind. I can't remember.
No, it's Pink Pony Club.
It is not.
She's a rock star. She has a group. And they, in order to be popular, she becomes fakes being a unicorn. And then it's a kids movie. But kids movies are really good now.
Did you guys realize that Pink Pony Club is a seven-year-old song? That has now emerged. Like, how does that? When does that?
Natasha Bedingfield, am I right?
Well, I mean, I'd imagine even Taylor Swift.
Doesn't happen often.
No, even like when you're an up and coming star, I'm sure like your number one hit that you have out of the gates you've had for a while. Like,
I don't know.
7 years. 7 years.
I can't be a part of this conversation.
I don't think so.
I know nothing about that. So
yeah, I don't either.
It's a catchy tune.
I do want to credit Tausch for a very good topic, something that's overrated. Like, it's good, but it's not that good. And I thought of it because yesterday we were talking about New York pizza. Perfect example. It's good, but not real, way overrated, not that good. And it's very weird that you eat New York pizza by folding it and then eating it, which is incredibly idiotic, which is... But, I mean, it's still good. By the way, we would discuss the place. The places to go are in Greenwich Village. There's a street broker. Someone told us to go there, and I've been to New York for 20 years, and I couldn't. At 11 a.m., there were like 50 people waiting in line just to get in. Hmm. It's like Joe's on Broker Street or something. I don't know.
So the Sistine Chapel and New York Pizza are atop our list of overrated things.
Right, but I want to emphasize they're still good. There's a different overrated where it just stinks. These are things that are good, but they're not that good. Couch, isn't that what you were saying?
Yes, exactly. You're speaking you're speaking it. Yep.
You're speaking
like
my language.
Me in New York, walking the Brooklyn Bridge is the best. It's better than anything else. But
not
that's
a bad name.
I could be wrong.
So wait, have you seen the Sistine Chapel yourself, being the good Catholic you are?
No, I'm not a good Catholic in that regard. My first time I got in trouble was in grade school at a Catholic school where I didn't buy the Pope. Still really iffy. I don't understand. Pope's human. Humans have limitations, but the Pope is supposed to be. I don't even know what I'm supposed to believe, but I don't believe so. To the degree I'm supposed to. Like here's a great. This is a great example. The Pope is overrated. Like the Pope is. Special, but not as much as they sell it.
What about Las Vegas?
Oh, no, Las Vegas has dropped off. It's not the same place anymore. It's not.
Maybe you need to spend more time there, like Tausch.
No, you don't need to go to Vegas anymore. There's no, you can gamble other places. There are other places probably better to go to gamble now. You do not need to go to Vegas anymore. I think people go there more now for shows than they do for.
That's
just
me.
It's a different world we live in. My daughter has loved to go there for the various shows, but in terms of what Vegas used to be, gone. They should call it another city. Give it a new name. Not Vegas anymore.
Well, the rate we're going, it's going to be Tauschville.
That's good. I'll go with Tauschville. Sure.
Tausch, you haven't gotten to talk to Homer in a while. Do you have anything you have for him before we tell him thank you for his service?
We've talked to him a lot this last couple of days.
Indeed, Jesse.
Yeah.
Well,
oh,
what have you guys talked about?
This crap about the Packers running the ball is just garbage.
What do you mean?
Because that's not that LaFleur will never do that. Never. It's not who he
is. They did last year.
They were not happy with the offense. In the end, they had no downfield stuff, right? The mistake in the offensive line was only one thing. The greatest embarrassment for Goody is what he put on the field as an offensive lineman after the injury. And all this must be addressing that. The offensive line was fine last year except for that mistake. And that it could, I don't think it cost them the game, but it certainly gave them no chance to win the game. That might have been the worst depth offensive line problem the Packers have ever experienced.
No.
Okay. All right, I'll defer
we
to
played.
You.
No, there was an NFC Championship game. I wasn't on the team. They had Gooch, the Troy Guyon, a defensive tackle playing right guard with like 5 minutes left in a football game in an NFC Championship game.
That did happen.
All right, hold on. Was he worse than the person who played against Philly? I say not.
Travis Glover and Kadeem Telford did have a tough go of it. That's for sure.
I'll take that as a yes.
But to Tausch's point, the Green Bay Packers ran the football 526 times last season. They threw the football, which again, now in fairness, this does not. You know, they did have other dropbacks where Malik Willis took off and ran, or Jordan Love ran.
This is totally biased because of the injury.
But
without the injury. Go ahead.
But they still threw 479 passes.
Right.
So even if you're factoring in the injury, the fact that they ran the ball 50 more times than they did throw the ball, I do think that underscores Tausch's point that they were more committed to the run than ever before under Matt LaFleur.
They weren't. They were committed because they had to be for how many games? If Jordan Love had played all the games and had not been hurt, what would the story have been?
I don't know. It still might have been giving the ball to Josh Jacobs more to take less of the to take more of the burden off of their quarterback.
Okay. Then that's the problem.
What's the problem?
If you don't believe in your quarterback enough that you think you have to do that next year, then good luck.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having a complimentary piece in – well, I can't even say complimentary piece, but you're saying you don't want to have a good running back?
No, I'm saying like, that's not what LaFleur believes in. That's not LaFleur. That's not who he is. That's not who he will ever be. It's like the times they tried to tell us in the past, the Packers, they run the ball. They run the ball. Yeah, right, yeah. When it comes down right to it, they pass the ball because of the quarterbacks they have. And I don't believe LaFleur is capable of being what is being trying to presented that he will be. And it would happen only if he doesn't have faith in his quarterback, which means you got a problem bigger than how good your running back is.
Well, wait a minute. There's a lot of difference between having Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers where you think they can make everyone be way better than they are and you can just put everything on their plate. And not having faith in your quarterback, isn't there a midpoint there of, hey, we don't think that this guy is that guy, but we still think this guy is a pretty damn good guy, and we want to make sure that we're not asking him to do the stuff that the seven combined MVP award guys had to do.
Right. Yeah, and with LaFleur, that will mean still passing the ball a little less, but not becoming a run-oriented offense, ever.
Mm. So you think?
No, I think, Homer, I think initially I agree with you, but you play to your strengths. Last year that was Josh Jacobs.
Okay.
He is an adjuster. I think Matt LaFleur is not the rigid, this is what we do. He's changed the blocking scheme to fit the running back's choice that he likes. And they were effective with it. I think you want to have balance. We always talk about that. He is not looking at Jordan Love as we need him to be Aaron Rodgers. I think he's looking at it more of we don't want that. We want Jordan Love to be better, make more plays with his feet, but lean into Josh Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
Lean into that. And I think that's the difference. Whereas with Rodgers, it was, we're going to go as far as he goes, and we'll have, if there's a nice complimentary running game to it, great. I think that's the difference.
Well, I agree with that. I might agree with that, but we come down to the same question. Will they be more pass than run or more run than pass?
There'll be more pass than run.
What?
There'll be more pass than run.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Okay. Right. Well, we will see if Jordan Love stays healthy for 17 games, if they throw more passes than they run.
What do you mean we'll see? It's going to happen, right? You agree, Jason, right? There's not an if. It's going to happen.
I don't agree. I don't feel as confident in that because, again, while Tausch made a very good point, he probably doesn't remember it because he's so sleep-deprived, but this offensive line, the philosophy for many, 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 many years was if you can't pass block, you can't play.
And while that still holds, right, because they still have a good quarterback, the moves that they have made, I'm sorry, I think it's pretty clear they want to road great, and they do want to run the football more. And they did it last.
And it's road grade, not like grading cheese, right?
You're probably right. It's like espresso, and I always say espresso, which is not the right thing to say either.
Right.
But I do believe that they want to be run heavy still, and even if their quarterback is healthy,
Jason,
have those kind of numbers.
Even with that, this is no longer this isn't the Lombardi Packers. It's not going to be 50-50. If you're even close to 50% pass run, that is crazy in today's day and age.
Yeah, well, so, maybe he's a crazy guy. We've seen running. We've seen teams run the ball more than
wild and zany.
Yeah, wacky. Josh Jacobs ran 301 times last season.
Yes, because of other situations. That is, nor will never be, Matt LaFleur. I'll believe it when I see it. Right. He sold you, Jason, more than he sold Tausch and I. Am I correct there?
Yeah.
Yes, well, you are.
We'll see who's right. Homer, I'll talk to you later today.
Bye.
Bye. That is Steve the Homer True. You can hear him every weekday on the Homer Hour. The best 60 minutes of your day, or at least that's how they advertise it. Tomorrow's the day, and Lord help me, please tell me you're going to be back in time, because we're so excited to be doing the show tomorrow from the Hard Rock Casino in Rockford.
There is nothing that I'm going to be more excited about getting home to go from Las Vegas to the Las Vegas in the Midwest, which is the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. The new Hard Rock Casino Rockford features over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, including more than 1,300 slots, 50 live table games, a sports book, and a rock shop. Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Again, it's beautiful. We're going to be there tomorrow right off of I-90 on the left-hand side, that big old beautiful purple and gold neon guitar. Right there off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois.
All right, Tausch, we wish you safe travels.
Me too.
On-time travels also.
I wish those things for myself too.
All right. Well, thanks for, despite your sleep deprivation, joining your own show for a couple hours. Safe travels, buddy.
Do I need to, like, bring you a coffee or anything tomorrow morning for our drive down? Like, what do you need for a pillow?
Let's just keep positive.
I think you'd be better off having a nap.
Tomorrow might be the day I actually want you to sit in the back seat.
Oh, I can't wait. I am looking forward to that. That will
Jesse
be,
Uber.
I'm in. I am in. All right,
Tausch. We'll see you tomorrow. That is Mark Tauscher live from Las Vegas, where he was helping raise NIL money for Badgers football, but now we're hoping he gets home safe and sound for tomorrow's program from the Hard Rock Casino. We'll have more without him of Wilde and Tausch next, so stick around.
We're on the Packers.
You still want to see that steady play, that steady improvement, and you didn't get it from Jordan Love?
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That just makes the stakes that much higher this season.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
Uncle Homer, and of course the Tausch, but now they're both gone. Jesse and I'll hold down the fort for half of the 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah, it's a weird day.
And then, because we've got Brewers coming up as they look to sweep the Astros, we're going to switch to Milwaukee and to YouTube.
Josh DiMaggio is going to hold things down with you. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. No change. Everything's business as usual for all of you. Here in Madison, for me and for our fans, you got to put in a little extra work to make this all happen.
So does that mean that there's a Woe Joshy?
That is correct, yes.
Scheduled?
That is correct, yep.
So just to recap how today has gone. There was some question about whether we would even have Tausch. Then he was in some sort of French bread shop.
Originally, he was supposed to land in Madison at 8 o'clock, and he was going to be home for the whole show. So let's start.
Let's be honest.
I did not know when he said, I'm good for Wednesday, that meant he was going to be landing 1 hour before the show. Had I known that, I think we probably would have made some different plans.
Indeed. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. So then that plan gets scuttled, and he runs into travel troubles on his way back. By the way, had he actually gotten that trip, can you imagine Tausch coming off of a red-eye flight and knowing that he doesn't sleep well in the discomfort of airplanes? Mm-hmm. Like, I am here to say I am thankful for this playing out the way it did today.
We actually got a better version of him. Yep.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, and I think credit to him. He made a very concerted effort not to be overtired, difficult, grouchy Tausch.
So, and I think tomorrow, just so we all are on the same page here, I'm not too worried about tomorrow. I think he's going to be, he's going to get home. He's going to get to bed probably pretty quick, I would guess, after this.
He's got a baseball game or something.
I think he's going to get a nice full night of sleep. I think he's going to be fine. He might be a little crotchety tomorrow morning. I better be on time.
Hopefully just on the drive. Pick him up.
The ride home from Rockford tomorrow is going to be the one that I'm a little worried about. Because I think, energy's going to be high. Our first time our show is going down to the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. We're all excited about that. He's going to be excited and energized to be there. I'm not worried about the show. The drive home, I'm very concerned about. He might fall asleep. He might get irritated if I'm not driving fast enough.
Well, that's a win if he does that.
Yeah, like, I'm worried about the drive home tomorrow. I might ask you to take him.
No, I got to go see our friend Jeffrey from Celebrations Entertainment. He's got a photo booth for me for the big dance.
That's what I hear. Right. Yeah.
Jesse and I will be together for the next 29 minutes.
Assistant golf coach.
And then it'll be Josh and I to take you home. So please stick around. We would love to have you. And if you have to go, like Tausch had to go, or Homer had to go, or Brian Bulaga had other stuff going on, well, you can always catch everything that you wanted to hear but weren't able to listen live, or you can listen live on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Your state, your teams, your ESPN. A customizable homepage, easier and quicker live listening, your shows at the touch of a fingertip. The ESPN Wisconsin app is available in both the Apple and Android app stores. Again, your state, your teams, your ESPN. Download the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app today. The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.